Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and today we're talking about unconditional faith, continuing our conversation from the last episode and taking your calls for on-air readings. So, Neil, what would you like to do? I don't know what we should do. Should we take callers first, or should we talk?
We can take some of the callers.
Okay, a couple of callers. I guess the people that are in the queue currently. So we'll take 650-239 and 703. Pause. If other people come in, we're going to talk for a while and then take those calls. Okay. 650 is our first caller. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
My name is Zara.
Zara.
Yeah.
Z-A-R-A?
Yes.
Okay. And Zara, what is your location? You're calling from Northern California?
I am, yes.
Okay. Your birthday, Zara?
I wasn't born here, though, so I was born in India.
Okay. Well, you still have a birth date.
Month and day.
Month and day first, rather than day and month, if you would, and then year.
Sure. The month is September. The day is the 6th.
Uh-huh.
And the year,
1965. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
36 equals 9. Okay. And Zara, what is the reason for your call today?
I was just wondering what you guys pick up in terms of in love for the coming year, like the next 6 months or early into next year, whether you see anything significant happening in terms like maybe even a marriage contract.
A marriage? Do you have somebody in mind?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to be 52, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 52 years old. Okay.
Huh? You're calling me old.
No. 52 years. Sorry. I won't put old in there. All right. Do you have the birth date of the prospective? I mean, obviously this is a love, more than a love interest, probably, if you're looking for a marriage, it's your boyfriend or whatever you want to call him. Do you have his birth date?
Yeah, I do.
If you don't want to give it out, it's okay.
Yeah, I prefer not to. Whatever, if you could just see some, yeah.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Just real quick, Zara, your master number is 9, and that means your life goes
to
9. I'm sorry.
I said, I think from what I understand, there's a natural born healer or something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of generalizations that you can apply to numbers. I mean, there are healers that are all master numbers. So, I mean, we typically don't like to do that here on the show, but, you know, it's the eternal number. You know, 9s are very resilient. Those are also generalizations, though. But so, you know, we could go on and on about the qualities of a 9, but I want to just find out first what happened in 2001. When you were 36 years old.
A significant move.
In terms of
relocation, yes.
Relocation. Okay. So, yeah, that was your karmic change at the age of 36 years old. And she's coming up on a change in a couple of years, but she's in the middle of her what is it, her fifth cycle of nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, 45. At 45, there would have been something that shifted too. But as far as your love is concerned and marriage,
well,
what do you think?
Zara, when you called, right before you mentioned the topic at hand, I was picking up it was going to be about love. Now, then you said it, so that's promising. Two, your 9-6 adds up to 15. Now, you are 51, and your karmic energy from 36
right.
to 51 is 15 years. So there's that correlation there, which amounts to, that's the good part of this, because even though you're not on a multiple of nine as we speak, you are in a energy of 15 years, given that 9 and 6 adds up to 15, and 36 from 51 is 15. Now,
and I might add that her 36 is hidden in her day and month and day, 9-6. There's a 3 in between. So it matches her karmic number.
In other words, 9 from 6 is 3, and there's a 3 between the 9 and 6. Now, you're wanting to know about love, and you're specifying a certain individual that you have an interest in. What I'm picking up on is a conflict that this individual is going through. So the one part of your problem is for him to resolve this conflict. Now,
yes,
you apparently I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, I'm aware of something, an issue, yeah.
Yeah, there's an issue. So, you know, I mean, on our part, you know, we could have said there's no conflict, and we could have, there's 100 things we could have said, but
Insofar
that we mentioned the conflict, that's what the topic is. That's what's holding things up. And that conflict has, you know, when you pull on that conflict, there's a root to it. In other words, it's just not laying on the ground. You can pick it up and throw it away. It's got a root system that probably extends back really even before this lifetime. He brought it in with him from a past life, and here it is, standing in his life as we speak. Now, let me ask you another question off on the side. To your knowledge, has he ever been in any minor or major car accidents or accidents where his body was hurt?
An accident, but not a car accident.
That does that. So you said accidents where his body was hurt.
Where
so
his body
either
was hurt.
Or.
Yes.
So that is a yes. That would be a yes.
Yeah.
So, as you know, we don't have time on the radio to go to great depths on this, but what I'm getting in the on the blood trail here are validations from you, and these impressions is starting to unravel the essence towards the essence of you being with this person on a permanent level. I believe that there is a code that exists between the two of you with a great potential for a destiny being in your favor.
Yeah. It would be nice to have his birth date because we could more closely examine, but
she doesn't want to do it. You can always do a private reading.
And then you could offer it. But the public thing sometimes is a little bit.
But, you know, there is a personal destiny here, but there's a contingency. Zara, and that contingency is this crisis, which we can't discuss on the radio. But but what we've established is some placement of validation and knowingness about the situation. I think love is in your life coming forward. I think that
I believe that.
What's that?
I said I believe that. Yes,
Yeah.
Whether or not with this individual or not.
Yeah. I think with this individual, there would have to be an extended dialogue to get a better insight, even psychic insight, into the possibilities of where it's going to go. But right now, the race is still on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Zara. Well, hopefully that little bit helps clarify the situation for you. And you're always welcome to call the show again or call for a private reading. So
thank you. Okay, thank you
very
much.
Take good care. You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is 7818, sorry, is the number to call for more conversation. Okay, 239 is our next caller. Hello.
Hello. This
Hi,
is
who's
Diana.
This? I'm sorry?
This is Diana. This is Diana.
Diana?
Diana Charmaine. I'm in South Florida, and I've talked to you before. It might have been a year. 5754.
Oh, yeah, Diana, from way back. You're 31-4, right? Am I remembering that right? 31-4? Yes, 31-4.
What do you mean, 31-4?
I'm sorry. That's your karmic and master number. I remember birth dates sometimes and their karmic and master numbers. So I do remember that about you. And you had been traveling around and doing writing, and your daughter lives in Florida, right?
Yes, and I came back to Florida, and I haven't got out of here yet. In fact, my van broke down, so I'm kind of stuck. The room I'm renting has bipolar people, and I mean, I need a vehicle, and I need to get back on my high vibrational life. I'm not feeling vibrational.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
So glad to hear from you. Like you said, it's been quite a while. So what can we help you with today, Diana?
Do you see me getting back in a vehicle and getting back on the road and getting back to doing my light working and you know, just being a high vibrational angel fairy type person? I miss me.
Yeah. Well, she just had a kind of a change at 62 a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Did
yes.
you just
no,
turn...
she's going to have one at 64.
Yeah, but that's the doubling of her karmic number.
Oh, doubling
yeah.
of the karmic
It's a change.
Number.
It was a change a year ago.
Oh, that's the karmic. 31,
62.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
So anything happened at that point, Diana?
Well, I came back here and then, you know, like I talked
yeah,
to my van
it.
Broke down. Couldn't get my
yeah,
van fixed.
Yeah, that would be your van
that
was your change.
By mice, and I got infected by mice. And I had to rent a room because my daughter went back to her dad's because my son-in-law died. And, you know, yeah.
Okay, so, Diana, there's, you know, in going back to Florida and your van breaking down, there's a karma in Florida that's grounding you. Now, let's look at that for a minute. There's a karma going on in Florida that's saying you have to be here right now. It's not a healthy issue, but it's a karmic issue. So I'm going to ask you something aside from that area. Let's go to a different area. What is your connection with your mother like?
Well, my mother's passed. I do feel her presence. She was like a manic depressive person during her life. Yeah, we had the four of us children. We had to take turns taking care of her. So it was a hard life. But now that she's on the other side, I feel it's all resolved and peaceful, and she's peaceful now. And
well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. How do you handle or maybe mishandle your own depression, should you have some?
Well, I used to would just go out in nature, yeah, and talk to the trees, even hug a tree. I talk to the birds. I talk to the plants. And, you know, I died a couple of times during my life, so I've been with angels, and I'm different. So I'm not really, you know, I don't fit in with society, but... yeah, nature is my thing.
Nature's your thing. Good. We, Chris and I are right there with you.
Yes.
Let me ask you another question. Have you ever, ever had any kind of heart problems in your life?
Yes. I do. I have high blood pressure and arrhythmias and stuff like that.
Arrhythmia and blood pressure problems. Okay.
So now,
that's right on.
Now, what I'm thinking here, Diana, is that you being in Florida and being stuck there is connected to the karmic energy of your heart, which manifested as a health problem in this lifetime. So what you have to do is you're going to have to address your fourth chakras. I don't know how yet. I mean, it might be a loving energy coming from your own, your own palm of your hand, the right palm specifically. Could be the left too. And putting energy into your own heart from the vibration. But you got to remember that that palm of your hand is also connected to your sixth chakra, your brain. So sometimes it's hard to heal ourselves if it gets too mixed up in tension or issues that we just can't handle. But you being stuck right now and getting out of this has to do with the energy of your fourth chakra. Now, you're a reader or whatever. You have to use your own insight into determining how to resolve that fourth chakra health issue, as it's also connected to emotions. Because you're an emotional person, you probably, your emotions might show on your face, you could have high blood pressure, whatever, but you're an intense person, you feel deeply.
So there's some issue regarding her balance of emotion pertaining to...
But also,
I'm an empath, and I have to remember when I'm feeling stuff. Is that mine? You know, I have to remember to think that. Is that mine? Is that it off me if it's not mine?
Oh, you mean in terms of taking on other people's energy? Yeah.
It's not mine.
Well, right. And, you know, being able to shield yourself from that is it's an art, because when you're doing that type of work and don't know how to, you know, how to protect yourself, then it can be very dangerous when you're dealing with other people's energy fields.
You know, with your mother being a manic depressive or
bipolar,
dramatic depressive person, and you kids were kind of responsible, you probably took on some of your mother's heart issues and lost in the tumble of your body, and they found a place to be sheltered in your heart, since you're a heartfelt person. So what you have to do, I would say, to start off to release yourself from this current stagnation is to release energy from your heart. Let it go. Go deeper than you've been going. Go inside your heart and collect what you don't need and take it out. Take it out visually.
I'm thinking about putting a crystal in my right hand and laying it on my heart, let the crystal absorb it, and then take it out and maybe bury the crystal or something.
Yeah. Whatever works, what your brain feels will help heal you, do that.
Okay. I'm glad you told me about that fourth chakra stuff and to get that cleared out. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Diana. Okay. Thanks for getting in touch.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Good luck. Okay. 703-407-402. That's the order. And we're going to try to get to our topic today, but who knows? We haven't been doing that lately. We've got to start probably next week with the topic. 703, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys?
We're doing fine, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia, all right. Mm-hmm. And what's your birth date, Andrea?
1763.
28-10-1. Okay, and what are you calling for? What's the reason for your call?
This past January, I went to 3 different states and tried out for a TV show, America's Got Talent. So I'm just trying to figure out what you see coming from this, if it's still...
Have we spoken with you? We've spoken with you before. Huh?
I don't know. Did we? We may have.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So America's
I don't
Got
think
Talent,
so, because I'm usually up working by now, so probably not.
Okay. You know, I might be connecting you with someone else that was trying out for a TV show before, and it may have been a different TV show. I just might be blending the two people. So, okay. Is this your first TV tryout?
No. This is the fifth year I'm trying out.
Okay. And what's your talent?
I sign music and sign language because I can't sing.
Uh-huh. Okay. And when the audition was in January?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's a long time not to hear.
I know.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have, I know there's been some delays because there was a death in the family, a divorce, and lost the host. And I still get a lot of signs from the universe. So I know something's happening.
Well, something's
happening.
So she does
sign language?
She signs to music.
She signs to music. Mm-hmm. Well, that's becoming much more visible. The signing of music and there's plays produced on stage where there's sign language. There's speeches made with sign language. Sign language is also a silent art form. It actually is beneficial to those who can hear because it adds really what the person is doing is the person's actually dancing on stage with the movement of the hand. So there's a graceful energy. If someone really took it to their mind to appreciate not that just that the sign language person is there to aid those who have a hearing loss, but that there's also a graceful second stage going on, if you will. So that, and it's a needed aspect of everything. So in that regard, I still think there's an importance to the energy.
So I just wanted to interject because I recently read an article about this very topic and what you were saying, Neil. There was a woman signing at a rap festival or someone's concert. I don't remember who, but the article detailed her performance essentially and how she stole the show from the rapper.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, we're getting into an
it can happen.
We're getting.
You were going to say something?
I'm saying that can happen. You kind of like, I've had it happen to me before where I become more than the entertainer.
Right. So it's, and this is something you do for a career or?
I have, but I used to go to Baltimore Pride and interpret at the gay pride show at the runway show. But but people have told me I was better than the entertainer.
Yeah. You know, we're getting into animated theater, meaning that it's almost like a mime. There's a performance in and of itself that forms a double layer of expression that is an additive, not just a useful instrument that you are, but it's an additive to the whole dramatic scene. Now, what I think going on, Andrea, and I don't know, but the name, you're from
Virginia.
And I thought there was a person named Virginia that I was coming up with. But anyways,
it's possible you are, though. I mean,
Virginia,
you know.
Well, I don't know if she knows of Virginia or she knows.
Do you know Virginia, Andrea? Besides
no, I don't know. No, I don't know Virginia out here.
Okay. Well, it's going to be about need. The need and the calling for a certain performance that's going to be needed to where you're visibly in their mind that they can call on you. So the strategy is that you look for where the need is, you go to that need and you provide your services.
Right, but specifically she's asking about this show and I would think that in my experience with auditions, it's been 6 months almost, that's a long delay. If they were interested, they probably would have gone back to her sooner. I think, personally.
Maybe.
I mean, that's a purely on a logic level.
I don't know about the same thing. We don't know about the show, Andrea, but as you know, it's not just about the show. It's about you taking your talents and getting back on the scene. And that's more important.
Yeah, exactly. Because that show, I mean, what is it going to come necessarily even of an appearance? I mean, there might be some exposure, but there are other ways to showcase your talent. And also, it's a service.
It's a service.
Right.
And we're not obstructing from any energy of the show. I guess we're just saying that our vibe isn't going there right now. Our vibe is going towards a different element of how you can be a human expression and receive gratification, notoriety, whatever it is you're looking
for. Right, and help people, because that's really a higher calling to be doing that type of work.
Yep, helping people.
So go to the, and you know, you did the gay pride thing. Go, just right now, use your mind and your consciousness and your body as a principle of effectiveness to the issues at hand. which is about performing, doing your job. Keep looking at places that are, that need your service, and make yourself available. That's the way we're conducting this, the response to your question.
Okay.
Okay, let us know, though, Andrea, how things transpire.
Oh, I will.
Okay?
I really would
like that. Any website we can find you on? We let people advertise.
Yes, I can send you a link to my video that I made.
Okay, that would be great. And do you want to announce it to everybody else, too?
It's it's Bye 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 by NSYNC, but there's many people doing the same song. So I'd have to send you a link because you won't know what I look like. I have a purple
shirt
on.
Okay, well, send us a link. You can reach us on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio. Either way.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll look forward to it, Andrea. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation after the show. Okay, 407, Michelle.
Hey. Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to first thank you for the reading that you did for me a couple weeks ago when I asked you to connect with my dad, and it was really good and it was really powerful. And
I just got your email on Facebook, so thanks for sending that too.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad that helped. Did you have a specific question today?
When I was going to call you a couple weeks ago, I had this question I wanted to ask, but the whole thing with my dad popped into my mind. What I wanted to ask you about was a friend of mine, actually a female friend of mine. She's just kind of stopped talking with me, and I thought we were kind of close, and I don't know what's happened, and she won't talk to me.
Okay. What's her name? Well, maybe not her name, but her birth date might be good.
Yeah, I do. It's March 1st, 1970.
1970?
Yeah.
Okay. And yours is 10/17/74. I'm just putting them on top of each other. It's 1974. There was no falling out, huh?
No.
I didn't quite hear. What's the issue?
She's essentially, the friend has kind of stopped communication with Michelle, and there's been no real reason for that.
She completely cut me off for no reason.
And she's the same master number is Michelle, 21-3, you're 30=3.
So this is a friend you've had for quite some time, and she just suddenly just cut you off?
Yeah. I've known her for about a year, yeah.
For a year that you've been talking?
About a year.
I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, there was ever a disagreement between the two of you?
Stopped talking about a month and a half ago. But I've known her for about a year. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we got that mixed up. So a year long friendship, but a month and a half.
Is this person in any relationship with a male, with a man?
She could be. There's one that comes in and out.
Yeah. Have you ever had a problem with him or discussed anything about him?
I'm not impressed with him.
So that's probably the disapproval, maybe.
There might be.
But I never told her. I never told her.
Yeah, but she could be sensing.
She said she disapproves of the guy.
Yes, so she could be picking up on that in some way.
There might be, you know, Michelle, the thing that I'm getting about this person, this friend of yours, is that they do get distracted. And their distraction has a flaw in it, in that they can neglect, abuse, hurt those people around them due to the fact that they get distracted and cuts everything off. Now, this is the kind of a person that can isolate themselves. Maybe she's being impacted by this male figure. I don't think you had to have done anything wrong, but there might be some intuitive sense that she's picking up on, or maybe the man in question doesn't like you. I don't know.
Have you met the man in question?
Once, very briefly.
So,
So Michelle, I think it's an issue that involves, if we're trying to sort this out, it could be that your friend is being compromised by her relationship with this person. And then that's combining with your friend's own elements of detachment that she holds anyways, somewhere in her psyche.
So I'm just curious, Michelle, have you reached, when's the last time you reached out to the friend? What was the content of your communication with her?
I reached out to her about 3 weeks ago. I put a note on her door and asked her if she was okay. And she just sent me like 6 words of an email back saying she was well. That was it.
So it was cold.
Oh, very.
Yeah.
And atypical of your normal interaction
absolutely,
with her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like,
but
completely
you see,
different.
Michelle, the fact that she bothered to respond is her way of saying to you she cares about you, but then the brevity of it and the abruptness of it suggests that she's being led somewhere else in her life. So she didn't want to invite any further discussion. Maybe this guy, I don't know, there might be something going on between her and this guy, or this guy doesn't like you or something. And she doesn't, she wants to acknowledge you, but she doesn't want it going any further than that. It's like when you see somebody in the street, you go, oh, hi, hi, and you don't want to stop and talk to them. But you feel compelled to be polite just to say hi. But a lot of times people will say, oh, hi, how are you? And then they walk away and they go, what a creep that person. There's something about, she doesn't feel you're creepy, but she's having a problem, I think, in this toxic relationship. And it's this person that she's with could in fact be going a little crazier than he normally does. And maybe has placed demands on her. I don't know. There could be something like that going on. Let me ask you one quick question. Anywhere in your existence, was there ever a plum tree?
No, I don't know anything about a plum tree, no.
Okay, you don't know anything about a plum tree.
But my family used to have fruit trees, but we did not have plum.
Oh, okay. You had fruit trees, though?
Yeah, we had lots
okay,
of fruit
trees. Forget about the plums. It's fruit trees.
Cherries, maybe?
No, oranges, grapefruits, limes, lemons.
Okay.
Well, still.
You had fruit trees
fruit
in your...
Trees. Not everybody has fruit trees.
That's coming from your father. I don't know. That crept in. I don't know how it's connected. But the plum tree could have been a representative of fruit trees, just fruit trees. And I chose a plum, but who cares? It's fruit trees. So there's some element of your father coming in. So I don't know how that connects to this, but the answer to your immediate question would be that I think that our theory is that there might be something going on between this friend of yours and her relationship with this guy.
I mean,
are we ever going to talk again? Because I don't.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think she, I mean, reaching out, I would think once more and saying, you know, I'm not sure if there's been a rift. I mean, be direct with her and ask, say, what is, you know, we're not connected anymore. What's the reason for that? Is there anything that I did, you know?
Well, that could be one way. You might have to have a meeting in secret with this person. We'll be talking to this person again. The relationship is going to dissolve anyways, and that with between them, I think, and they might be reaching out to you. A lot of people reach out again when things break up, but you could prompt it and say, I'm really hurt that I'm not hearing from you, and I'll respect your distance, but I'm trying to make another attempt at trying to unravel what's going on between us. You could do that. There's no harm in that.
Well, good luck. I hope it works out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
What a happy daughter.
Yeah.
No, that was very good information. Very, very good. Thank you.
Oh, okay, Michelle, good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 402. Hi. Hello, 402, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
I was just calling for kind of a general reading of finances, things.
Okay.
Everything's kind of up in the air.
Up in the air. Finances up in the air. What is your name?
Nothing. Excuse me?
Your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes.
And what's your location?
I'm in the Midwest.
Okay. And your birth date, Sharon? Are you there?
You know, yeah, I'm here. I'd just rather not say.
Okay, that's fine. You want to know about finances?
Yes. If you see, you know, I've had a lot of trouble.
Let me ask you something, Sharon. So, you know, just appreciate we're trying to figure. We're doing our best, okay?
Sure.
So let me ask you a few questions. Has there been any recent deaths in the family or deaths within the last 3 years? Let's go back that far.
Yeah, my mother.
Okay, your mother. And about when did that happen?
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay, so within the three-year period. Did that,
right.
when that happened, Sharon, was there any, I mean, obviously, you know, a mother passes, and so there's some emotional zones most people go through, but did anything dramatically drop since that time in your life?
Yeah, because I was taking care of her, and you know, it was actually, we lived together, and she was in the hospital, and then no finances since then. I've been trying to get disability since 06.
Did you have financial help because of her illness, like disability benefits?
No, just her pension.
Her pension.
Okay.
So you had that dropped.
So what's dramatic here, Sharon,
right,
is that I think psychically we found the origin, at least the present origin, of some of your more outstanding financial problems, that since your mother crossed over and you're not receiving the benefits of that pension, and you were somewhat had a maybe symbiotic but a codependent relationship with your mother, it dramatically cut your, you lost more than just a mother. You lost some financial stability that you were indirectly or directly relying on. So it becomes a matter of somewhat being a cast. It was like you were in a rowboat as it was, and now you're thrown out of it. So what we have to do is try to...
Yeah, I started to say, like I said, I've been trying to get my disability since 06, and a lot of unjust bills and things have come that I shouldn't have, and then no disability. So, you know, I'm kind of being stonewalled is what it is.
Yeah.
What's the reason for your disability?
Physical disability?
Well, okay.
Oh, okay. So, the thing psychically that would have to be promoted or created would be the sense of, would we use that analogy of being thrown out of a rowboat and kind of adrift, which would be, you know, no disability, you have bills, you're drowning. What we have to do is formulate visually an island for you to land on, that where there's people, there's natives, there's food, and you're taken care of. Because it seems to me that right now, it's not so much that you have to just be on your own and make it. You need some assistance. You need some aid. And that's okay.
Right.
So what we'll do, Kristen and I will ask, as we're on the radio show, that this, quote, island appears for you as you're swimming in these deep waters, that something will just
magically
approach, manifest.
Happen.
The angels, guides, that something will just happen. Your efforts will be to keep afloat. Don't drown. Keep treading water. Keep looking. Keep searching. Keep beseeching. The premise will be that since we've interacted with you, there might be some extra aid that will come to your efforts. And that's what we can do right now.
Okay. So you don't really see anything, because a lot of money has been kept from me wrongfully, and unjust bills have been given to me. I mean, it's really, I wondered if you saw any of that clearing up.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do.
Oh, you're trying to make it happen.
I'm sorry, Sharon, there's not a specific prediction that there's something coming, but what we're trying to do here is manifest energy for you so that something does come in, because it's not destiny that you're going to be relieved from this right away.
Yeah,
it
can't be a prediction. It's got to be a psychic assistance. So it could come through legal aid.
But that can happen. I mean, that's a legitimate way to, you know, work with people, and that's what we do here. So, you know, it's definitely a possibility.
You know, you might have to, I don't know, there might be some legal aid measures that you could take that could help. I will say one thing, there's a name, Michelle. I know, not our former caller.
Call Michelle. We'll give you her number. You can ask her for some money.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But there seems to be another Michelle in the picture, a woman. And I don't know yet where, I don't know. You'd have to examine and explore other possibilities in the legal aid category or financial assistance category, and maybe through brainstorming, we can find that Michelle, or something might occur. But for your own benefit of mind, there's a good chance you're going to get out of this. And, you know, we'll put our input into it and get back to us and let us know.
Yeah, let us know what happens, Sharon.
Yeah, I've got to get out of this because, you know, I'm a burden to my daughter, and I hate that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm used to helping other people, and I can't do it. So.
Well, that can change. That can change, and maybe this is a temporary pause in your freedom to be of service to others. So we will do our best to help you out.
It's got an optimistic.
Thank you.
I think there's an optimistic edge that we are sensing here. So just get back and let us know how things occur.
Definitely do. Yeah. Give us a call next week or two, as Neil said, a couple weeks.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 347 is our next caller. Hello.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, who's this?
This is Tanika.
I'm sorry, your name faded.
Tanika?
How do you spell that?
T-A-N like Nancy, E-K-A.
Yeah, I thought you said N, but I wasn't sure because sometimes it's difficult to hear on the radio. Tanika, and are you Florida? Is that 347 a Florida number?
No, it's from New York.
New York. I always get mixed up with that area code. Okay, New York, and and your birth date
is September the 3rd, 1978.
Okay, and your question 12.
I just wanted to
3-7-10-1.
I just wanted to see what you guys saw for me with relationship and romance this summer.
I thought she was going to ask about love. 12, 22, and 15. Okay. And have we spoken with you before, Tanika?
In the past, I'm 38 now.
So you just had a change in 2015, right? 2015?
Kind of.
What happened?
Kind of. Well, in 2014, I separated from someone that I really loved. 2015, I went through brain surgery, but I'm okay now.
Oh, my God. 2015, you went through brain surgery?
Yeah, but I'm okay now. Yeah.
Oh, so glad to hear you're okay. My goodness, that's huge. So it would have been 2015 that she turned 37, because she's 38 now.
Yeah.
Tanika, you're asking about relationships. So let me ask you another question. Let's get out of the relationship just for a second.
Sure.
I want to ask you about your writing skills. If you have any, if you've ever written an article, has anything ever been written about you? Right now, the attitude of writing, give me anything you got.
I have always been a writer. That was the skill that I was born with, but I never pursued it in school or anything like that. But ever since I was a child, I've always been a writer. And when I went through like growing pains growing up, I kind of didn't want to write anymore because it was a way of admitting too many painful truths to myself. And now when I go through really emotional pain, that's when I feel compelled to write. Like when I went through the breakup in August 2014, that's when I wrote some really deep, deep stuff. That's the last time I wrote.
So, you do journaling?
Yeah.
2014,
well, then the sense that we're getting about your writing desires and whatnot with contingencies there is correct. So we got that. We have that much out of it. So here's what I'm going to say about relationships. You're going to be in a relationship with someone who has a brother. So one, I see a relationship coming. Two, it's going to be with a man that has a brother.
Okay.
Are you okay mm-hmm. with that so far?
Yeah.
You're okay.
The dramatic pause.
You're not. A man's okay. A man's okay. Well, you're not looking for a woman, a dog, or a goldfish, right?
Right. No. Looking for a man.
Heterosexual. Okay.
Yeah. So I've got that right now. There is somebody who has something to do with waterworks, meaning they have some connection to water. It could be the water district. It could be water sports. But there's something to do with water. Now, you don't have to have an interest in water. And their interest in water doesn't have to get in the way of being in a relationship with you and your circle of interests. But there's something to do with waterworks. Was there anybody in your family that ever worked for the city in any way?
No, and can I just say, like, the person that I separated from in August 2014, his dad was a boater. He worked with water. But
the dad, the father of her previous boyfriend was worked on boats.
Oh, worked on boats?
Yeah.
Okay.
In August.
Yeah. So here's the thing. That relationship that broke up, there's still going to be a karmic tie to a new person who also has a connection to water. So
okay. We're
on the right path. We're on the right path. We're just climbing to the next person connected to water that is
okay. That's
stemming from your past relationship who also had a connection to water through the father. So we're on the right path. So to answer your question, relationship's coming.
Coming.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay. 316 is our final caller of the day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hi. Not very well.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Who's this?
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Briana, right? It's Briana.
Yes. Yes, you're like the first one who got it right.
Really?
Yeah, everyone called me Brianna and spelled it wrong.
Oh, weird. Well.
Yeah.
That's one check mark for us here.
Yeah, good job.
All right. I'll feel good about myself for the rest of the day. What is your location, Brianna?
I'm in Kansas.
Kansas. And your birth date?
April 6,
1992. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2031. All right, it's Brianna. What brings you to the show today?
I just wanted to know what you see for my love life, like anyone coming in.
Okay. And she's 31 equals 4, correct? And so you're not even, you haven't reached the age of 34 yet, or 31 yet, Brianna.
No.
Nope. You are 25 years old.
Yes.
25 years old, and you're curious about love?
Yes.
Are you, you're not in a relationship currently?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go to another chapter for just a second.
We're turning the page
lot
today.
Yeah, keep turning the page. What is your connection, or do you know somebody, if it's not you or someone in your family, who had a lot of animals, you know, a lot of pets, dogs, cats?
I mean, I didn't grow up with a lot of animals, but I'm obsessed with animals. I actually adopted a dog from the Humane Society, so I'm obsessed with animals.
You're obsessed with animals?
Yes, I love them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, your question was about relationships?
About relationships.
Okay, you're going to get, you're having, one's coming up.
Oh, okay.
What's dog?
One's coming up.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with a dog. You've got to go to the dog animal shelter and find your next mate. No, one is coming up. Now, the reason that we chose to go the route we did to come to that conclusion is sometimes in psychic energy, you have to ask guides and spirits, well, here's a question, what do we do? And then the guide and spirit mm-hmm. will say, well, here's an image. What do you want? You know, you go and we'll give it mm-hmm. to you. You go and check it out to see if it's validated. So you validated the premise. You know, it's like saying, is it going to rain tomorrow? Well, does a bear go in the woods? You know, are you going to be in a relationship? Well, do you like animals? It's the same obvious conclusion drawn from two different locations. You're going to be in a relationship. Now, some of that relationship has to do with your tie-in with animals. So you're going to be meeting somebody who loves animals. Maybe you walk a dog in a park. Maybe they've got a dog they rescued. An animal will become an issue that provides a link between you and this person. It kind of reminds me of the old cartoon that was really based on a novel, 101 Dalmatians. And the mm-hmm. two couples both had a Dalmatian and they meet in the park and it becomes this whole love story. Corny, but true in terms of fiction. You're going to meet somebody that loves dogs. And I can see the two of you walking in the park with the dogs and having a good time and throwing that little saucer thing, what do you call it? Frisbee.
Frisbee.
You know, and they're chasing and everything looks really, really fun. Also, there's going to be somewhere in the line of action, now listen to this carefully, like, you know, when the kids have a party and they have a clown come and entertain?
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a clown image coming up, something to do with a clown.
Okay.
And are you around any children currently, or do you know somebody with small children?
Yeah, I know a lot of people with small, I don't have any kids, but I know people who have children.
Okay, so are any of them of the clown party, birthday party, are they any of them under 6 years old, 5, 7?
Yeah, there's some young ones.
Okay, so there might be an occasion through one of those parties where you meet somebody through those people, too.
Like at a party?
Like at a party, or a friend that has those small children may introduce you to somebody who has the dog. That might be another option.
Do you know how long I might be single for?
Maybe no later than 27, but maybe before then.
Okay. Okay, that's not bad. I don't mind being single.
No. You know, if I'm really wrong, it might be 28, but by the time you're 31, you're married.
you see me having kids too?
Yeah, you have kids.
Okay, and that's in my 30s?
Yeah,
that would probably be
after 31.
After 31.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because okay. I wanted to get married before I had kids anyway, so
yeah.
Well, you could meet and get married before this person by the time you're 27, if not before, and have kids by your 31 and married.
And real quick, do you know how many kids you see me have?
You know, Brianna, we can't go on because we're at the end of the show. I have to close the show.
Oh, okay.
But you're welcome to call back or call for a private reading, 562-596-7818. Okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to our callers. We will start with our topic on Wednesday, but do get in the queue early because, as you can see, we get filled up very quickly. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.